It all started with a question. Why does someone want to hit and get hit? And why do nice guys with desk jobs want to know that thrill? Well, here's one reason. The British love boxing. Anthony Joshua, he's our new hero. We went mad for McGregor Mayweather, and now even footballers think they can fight.
David Ayne, you want some? I'm here, mate, I'm here. Work it.
And something I really don't get. More people than ever are watching UFC. Why? I think inside their heads, men in particular want to be these guys. Ordinary guys want to fight. They think they can fight. There's only one problem. They don't know what they're doing. Many of them sit in front of computers all day in lives filled with office work.
I'm the finance guy.
I'm a pharmacist.
I teach, like, you know, graphic design and photography and all that type of stuff.
So where do you go if you want to know the feeling of hitting another person and the risk, maybe even the secret thrill, of getting hit yourself?
You know what it's like being punched in the face, so...
Enter the world of White Collar Fighter.
Yeah! That's a fight! Look at that!
Where normal guys, and even some girls, get to have that rush, to take that risk, to know what it feels like to throw a hook and a jab and to land one on someone else's jaw, and to push themselves to places they never thought they'd go.
Sometimes you think to yourself, are they here to fight? Are they here to hurt someone? What is their agenda?
I'm Kieran Tracy from Five Live Breakfast, and here's the thing. I got a bit obsessed by this for a while, about the need for office Joes to want to pit themselves against one another. So I went into the world of White Collar Fighter to try and understand who does it and why they really want to know what it feels like. I mean, I know there's the type of people who fight, the type of people who have that anger in them. We all know what that looks like. Too many jars on a night out, or the lad on the other side of the road that you just know somehow through their body language is looking for trouble. What I'm interested, though, is more about the people that don't get on like that. I'm more interested in why guys with a safe, comfortable 9-to-5 feel the need to put themselves in this kind of environment.
And that is what's led me here to an old mill on the outskirts of Stockport. It's here that I'll spend 8 weeks watching as a group of regular guys come from their everyday lives after the humdrum of work to taste a bit of the action and the thrill of the ring. I'll follow them as they train to take each other on.
The climax is a fight night in front of a screaming crowd about 2 months from now. Tonight, though, it's night one. It's new faces for everyone in a new place. And as I walk into the gym, I see these guys like coiled springs, thinking way ahead to that big event. But at the same time, there's tension in the air. The thing is that although in their heads these office types are all the next Anthony Joshua or Carl Frampton, the reality is rapidly dawning on them. That's what hits these guys as they enter the gym. They're scoping out who else has signed up for this. And as they're put through their first drills, much of the swagger they might have had coming in the door, well, as I look around, I can see that quickly turning to a little apprehension. Who will be fighting who? They're looking around with the question burning in their minds.
It's a real alpha male territory, you know. It's, you know, you walk in, you've got like the cage there, you've got the ring, you've got like, you know, all the bags, you've got like all the lads training that, you know. But it's a real sort of testosterone fueled place, and you'd be walking. And they're sort of nervous because it's like, whoa, you know, most of these have never been in a place like this, you know.
That's Steve, one of the coaches who take these guys through to their fight night, and he has seen this humbling first night effect many times before.
I think we're just going to let anyone fight in one of our shows.
The picture that greeted them when they came in the door must have been pretty intimidating. I wouldn't have liked to walk into a room that looks like this. It's a bunch of heavy guys standing around looking like they're ready for a fight. Some are smiling, but it's funny how many people are standing with their arms folded.
One of the competitors, Mike, sums it up.
Everyone looks highly
Not nervous, but there's a lot of anticipation. There's a lot of new surroundings. It's a new area. Some people probably haven't seen a gym. Probably some people haven't even stepped in a gym. Not being nasty or anything, but some people are overweight. Some people aren't confident. The general atmosphere seems very calm. The calm before the storm, as my dad used to like to say. We all know what we're here for. We all know what we're letting ourselves in for. I'd like to think that people are aware of it.
So here's the plan. They come here for 8 weeks to be drilled, to get toughened up and taught what it is to box by the white-collar fighter coaches. Come fight night, they'll walk out to flames, music, girls and cheers. But will they really be ready to go the rounds? The only way these average Joes can do it is by learning how to fight and learning quick. Everyone has a different reason to be here. Most of the fighters have a cause that they're also raising money for by putting themselves through this ringer and in front of another guy's fists.
I'm Jimmy Kennett, I'm 21 years of age. I'm not the biggest of kids, but at the end of the day, we've all come here to fight. I'll come here to fight and win, so we'll see what happens. I've really come to push myself to see if I can actually step up to what I think I can. Currently, my mum has got a tumour and she goes through treatment every 6 to 8 months, something like that, 6 weeks, and she needs an operation at the end of it, and it's a touch and go really, so that's what I've raised money for, and I've always wanted to do it. I like a good little fight.
And that is the crux of it. Of course Jimmy will work hard, not just to win his fight and make money for charity, but what fascinates me is what he just said. It's about the reason he came here to fight, what people like him are trying to prove to themselves.
I'm not going to lie, my background has been a bit hit and miss. I've had a bit of a hard time growing up. There's been certain situations that I've been put in where I've had to sort of dig deep. I was in a situation a few years ago where I was made homeless myself due to a breakdown in a relationship. I spent several weeks sort of on my friend's sofas, sleeping rough. There were certain spots in Stockport viaducts, train stations, bus shelters, anywhere you could to sort of stay safe.
Mike tells me that he's cool now. He's got his life back in gear. And it was actually fighting here that helped him to do that. He too's at the start of this 8-week test of guts. He too is looking around wondering who he will be facing off against.
Some guys here look like absolute beasts. They look like monsters. You know, I mean, they look like they've been training for years. And sometimes you think to yourself, are they here to fight? Are they here to hurt someone? What is their agenda? For the next 8 weeks, people are going to be testing. They're going to find out what they're really made of.
8 weeks. Now, we heard from a guy earlier, and I want you to meet him again, properly. You know those guys in life that can just hold court? You kind of know when you're in their presence without them even speaking. Well, that's kind of what, like, Steve Feeney is. It's not just the tight look, tattoos all over, well-groomed hipster beard, neat hair. It's the way he's really thought about all of this. He's one of the white-collar fighter coaches that's going to take these rookies, these wannabes, and try and make something out of them over the next couple of weeks. But more than anything, he's looked into their eyes, and he understands why they've chosen fighting as a way to prove themselves.
I've always been involved in, you know, in fighting and stuff like that, but I've considered myself to be a real peaceful, gentle guy, and years ago, it was hard for me to get my head round. Why do I have this sort of violent need? Why is that I need to express myself in a violent manner when I'm not a violent person? And I think what it is, you know, I've done a bit of reading on it, obviously, and that, but I think what it is that, you know, it sounds a bit corny, but there is a warrior urge in people that, you know, and there's no way to express it these days, not safely. Doing something like this is like real higher level. This is, you know, they get to express that sort of hidden sort of need.
If they're hiding anything, it's nerves. So, night one. They're all looking around, sizing each other up, wondering who they're going to be going toe-to-toe against. The person deciding that will be Ian Grohler, the boss of White Collar Fighter. Now he's giving his first of many pep talks to this motley crew.
On the 23rd of June, you walk out to your favourite song. It's a massive adrenaline rush, and it's a night you'll never forget. You will be ready for that night. You'll have some doubt along the way. At different points, you'll doubt whether you can do it. You'll have a bit of a wobble. You will be able to do it. You stick with us if you listen to what we say. Mentally and physically, we'll get you there. Okay? Keep going.
It's a pretty interesting sight when Ian's giving this talk. You've got maybe 50 people lined up here, all looking up to him. They're sat on the floor. There's some guys that are heavy set, some guys that are thin, some guys that have bags, deep bags, under their eyes, stubble, 4 days stubble, tattoos, neck tattoos. Then there's another guy I see in the corner.
And this guy, well, he definitely isn't one of the bruisers that I told you about earlier. In fact, he looks kind of, well, I'll let him tell you.
I work in a college and a lot of my colleagues, they're not very violent and all that type of stuff. They don't believe in it. So there's been a few sort of questionable, remarks in a workplace about it, what are you doing it for and all that type of stuff. But, it's me, not them. So ultimately, doesn't matter, does it? I teach graphic design and photography and all that type of stuff. So it's, I wouldn't say it's a soft profession, but it's not a physical, manual, violent profession. So it's right. It's sorry, that's me. Yeah, I'm here.
Andrew Finlay, a teacher. Right away, I'm thinking, why is this guy here? So I ask Steve Feeney why guys like that are here, when there's a million other things they could do to prove themselves, like marathons or Ironmans or anything.
Why would you volunteer to get into a ring for 3 2-minute rounds for charity when you can go and do a half marathon? There's got to be that sort of underlying interest in it. There's got to be a passion. It is the ultimate test, isn't it? In our sport, we don't play it. We fight, and that's it. And it can be a really painful experience.
So I grab Andrew again, and it seems that the risk of a painful experience is exactly the one he wants to take.
It's possibly one of the last opportunities I'll get to do something mad before, the knees start going and the shoulders start going and the hip breaks and all that. So it's a venture into the unknown, and it's one of them. You're really taking yourself outside your comfort zone. And it's good to do things that scare you a bit, innit?
So how do you make a guy like that into a fighter? Well, it starts right now.
Now, what you're about to embark in now is what we call Hell Week.
Did you catch that? Hell Week.
I hear they're going to get beasted tonight.
Oh, beasted isn't a word, mate. Literally, tonight is a test. It is a personal test. You will be put through your paces. You'll know what you're made of from tonight. There will be people who quit after tonight. They will not know what they're letting themselves in for.
Right away, they're into drills. I've been told that there's always a few pukers at this point. Guys who quickly realise the hard way just what it's going to take to get into shape for fight night, and it's going to be like this for the next 2 months.
Again, 4 weeks shared strength and conditioning, final 4 weeks obviously get put into our camps, pad work, technique, movement, everything gets thrown in, and over the next 8 weeks people are going to be tested, they're going to find out what they're really made of.
When this first gruelling training session is over, I see two guys, clean cut, well spoken, obviously full of energy, going real hard at it all night long. So I catch up with them outside. Naz and Mustafa, they're both doing well in life, both have careers, both are set on raising money for charity from this experience, but they're also busting to get in the ring against another guy.
He's a bit of a stress head, he's always been a stress head, so he's...
To show what they're made of.
Yes, of course, I work every day, 8:30 until 5, and in this case, it's going to be an advantage to me because I'd have maybe stress and anger all day, and I can't show it at workplace, but then when it comes to the boxing ring, hopefully I'll show it.
You seem a bit more chilled out about the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I see it in a different way. At the end of the day, we're here for a reason, and everyone's got their own reason. Might be fitness, might be technique, might be for the glory, but I've always been an avid boxing fan, and I look up to the greats, and you've got to, I guess it depends on your weight category who you define as your greats, but for me personally, Mike Tyson always going to be number one, and that's what I'm going to do when I'm in the ring. It's going to be me, Mike Tyson, versus whoever the hell they put me against. For me, the reason I'm chilled, it didn't matter who they put me against, at the end of the day, the only person who's going to win that for me is me.
Mike Tyson also said that everyone's got a plan until they get punched in the face.
That is very true. That is very true.
We're not here to hurt the opponent in a way where they wouldn't recover, but we're here to, at the same time. it's for the experience.
So as you can hear, these white-collar guys, they all really do think they have a chance at fighting glory, but the truth is, they've a long way to go.
I'm just getting us to work that jab, jab. So, boom, jab, jab.
So I'm back. It's 2 weeks later. The guys have been learning jabs, feet work rudiments, getting into the fight mindset. Which means getting into the ring for the first time, where words must become fists. And for many of these truly white-collar, nice, safe guys, it'll be the first time in their lives they've laid a glove on another person in anger. People like Aaron Kelly.
So I finished my degree, so I've just been looking for a job. So I've actually gone into a graduate programme, so I work in insurance now.
Well, listen, that is almost the definition of white-collar fighting, isn't it? So you're in insurance, you've done your degree. Why does a guy like you come down and want to be hit and get hit?
I've always wanted to get into it, and it was sort of I'll be honest, sort of afraid that I'd join the club, not hit the mark.
Is there a bit of trepidation there about getting a landed one on the cheekbone? I mean, is there any kind of trepidation there?
Oh, there's definitely a worry of getting hit, but it's all part of it. And in the end, if I can face that fear of getting in the ring, then I deserve the same respect as anyone else that can get that ring.
A lot of these guys, you know, have never had any sort of, you know, fighting experience before. And some of them, you know, they've never been struck before. So they're going to find out what that feels like tonight, I think.
People have an imagined idea of striking and being struck.
Yeah.
How does that differ from reality?
It's a strange sort of thing to describe. Being hit, sometimes, it depends really, sometimes people have got this, hey, I'm not made out of glass, I'm still here, attitude. And some other people get a bit of a shock, they go, whoa.
And now's the time insurance worker Aaron Kelly is going to get that for real. He puts on his head guard, tapes up his knuckles, gets his gloves on and slides through the ropes, and looks gingerly at his sparring partner for tonight.
It's, you know, it's a real milestone moment, that, you know, in a fighter's life, the first time you get in the ring and you know that you're going to get struck, you know, it is a bit overwhelming. But once you get into the swing of it and then you think to yourself, well, hang on, I can do the same thing back to them as well.
And when Aaron gets in the ring, that's actually what he does. He doesn't panic, not too much. He picks his targets well and he seems pretty well composed. And it's the first time I see for real the power that's under the surface of this nice guy exterior. So it's a successful spar, and I grab him when it's done.
I've never done boxing in my life before, but for some reason I seem to find trouble outside of work. So I'm used to taking a punch, but apparently I'm not very good at avoiding them.
Well, how did it feel?
It actually felt, I was properly nervous. Good grammar, I was really nervous for that last week. After seeing some of the bigger guys, you're thinking, a little party is almost like, is this for me? I'm a bit nervous. And I have to admit, the morning and night before today, when I knew I was getting in, I was thinking, I feel a bit ill. I want to get out of this somehow. Because after watching it on the TV with your mates and you hear everyone going, oh, jab that, do this. And they don't really know what they're talking about. It's quite easy from a distance. But now once you get in there, anyone that does it definitely deserves respect.
Andrew Finlay is here too. Remember the teacher who thinks putting himself on the line in the ring might be the last chance he has of doing something crazy? Well, he's been looking at all of this going on.
It looked pretty rough while we're doing circuits on the side. Everyone's got their eye on the lads in the ring, you know, trying to get a feel for it.
And soon, he had his first turn in the ring as well.
I want you to be really honest here, right? Were you scared?
Definitely. It's about managing that fear, isn't it? I think I settled down a bit, and the fear's a lot. It was a lot easier to manage after that first attack. And you think, well, I'm still here. I'm not flat on the canvas. You know, I'm not rolling about. So I settled down a bit then. But you know, I would imagine every time you know you're going to step into that ring, you feel pretty anxious.
So the fear of that first hit is now, if not behind them, well, at least they've done it. But there's a bigger worry ahead. who'll be firing the blows at them when it comes to fight night.
Looking around the room, and the first thing I'm thinking is, who am I getting in the ring with? It's got to be one of them.
He's laughing, but some of them are bricking it. And in the next episode, we find out who's fighting who as they eyeball each other and go toe-to-toe at split night.
Look into the soul! Tell what you got to do!
What do you think of that?
I told you that's who he's fighting before, aren't you? You've got Steve.
In the 30th second, wipe out.
And we go to one of these fighters' very white-collar day jobs.
It's the main atrium area, which is like the posh word for the dinner hall. It's full of students.
I actually teach Fight Club, the film, and it is about white-collar workers, men, trying to tackle a crisis in masculinity by getting primitive.
What's driving him to get in a ring and be punched in the face?
Everybody wants to see a bloke get knocked out.
That's episode 2 of White Collar Fighter. From me, Kieran Tracy, and BBC Five Live.